Our topic today is natural relief for allergies, and joining us is Dr. Terry Vanderhayden. Terry graduated from the University of Western Ontario with a degree in biology. He then attended the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine and has been a practitioner since 1994. Terry also graduated from the Academy of Homeopathy and since 2016 is a certified registered herbalist. In 2001, he joined the team at St. Francis Herb Farm, working in product development, education, and training. Good morning, Terry, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So springtime, that's a wonderful time of year, but allergies seem to affect a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a wonderful time of year, at least for me. It always used to be, and then at one point in my life, I actually developed a quite severe allergies, which I can tell you that story if you're interested.
But yeah, let's hear about it.
So I wanted to discuss with you a little bit about what some of the underlying factors are that lead to allergy, and it kind of ties into my own story as a young man growing up in London, Ontario. I was studying at the University of Western, and my father had died that spring. I was working a night shift job, and it was, of course, a very stressful time for me, just starting off at university and the grief and whatnot. And I had this night job, like I said, and I went into work one evening in the middle of the night, and I had no idea what hit me. This allergy thing just came on, just like a train, and the symptoms were severe. You know, anyone who's suffered from allergies can attest. Runny nose, itchy eyes. It was incredibly intense. So it kind of ties into some of the underlying mechanisms that kind of lead to allergy, which is, of course, stress. Stress affects the immune system. You know, not sleeping as well as I should have been, working a night shift type job.
Yeah. The stress of school and, your family, the grief in your family and so on.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So stress is a factor that affects the immune system. But there's other lifestyle or there's other factors that can also affect the immune system as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so we know that pollution rates, increased pollution actually causes plants to produce more pollen, and especially ragweed produces actually more, its pollen actually becomes more toxic. So a lot of the pollens, especially those that are allergenic like the ragweeds and some of the tree pollens, they're actually direct irritants to the mucous membranes, and if there's more of it around, there's a greater likelihood that it's going to cause irritation. And as a result of pollution, they've actually documented increasing amounts of pollen, and the pollen is actually more allergenic. It's more, triggers more kind of damage to the mucous membranes when it reaches them. That's, mucous membranes are those tissues that line the nose, the sinuses, the eyes, mouth, etc., which is where, for most hay fever sufferers, that's where they get hit. Some also, of course, get allergy or asthma symptoms. The mucous membranes of the lungs. But the pollen is especially allergenic in these days. And it's also, there was some science out of University of McMaster University in Hamilton. They found actually that the coincidence of allergy exposure with a viral illness is often a trigger as well. And you'll see that, I see that quite a bit in practice. A lot of people with allergy and autoimmune type issues, quite often it'll be coincidental with a flu of some kind, a cold or flu. Usually it tends to be a fairly severe one. Yeah. And people just tend not to recover from it, or they start to develop, unusual symptoms. Like my daughter had chronic hives after she had a very bad flu one winter, and she's thankfully completely recovered from it. But this is not uncommon. This especially if you're the child of someone who is prone to allergies, like I have been.
So a lot of people can go through the spring and the fall and never seem to have a problem. Yet other ones, get the hay fever, they get the asthma. So what causes? I know you've answered this to some extent already, but this compromised immune system, why isn't the immune system doing its job? Like, what, some people can go through and never have a problem.
Yeah, it's an interesting mechanism. It actually was probably the person who's given us the most information on this whole mechanism is Hans Selye. He's a Hungarian-born Canadian scientist who was at the University of McGill University, Montreal. He published 15 books. One of the most widely read was called The Stress of Life. But during his tenure at McGill, he spent most of his time examining the effects of stress. Often he would use animal models, so he would expose lab animals, rats and mice, to various types of, you know, cold stress. He'd put them outside in the winter in Montreal, stuff like that. And he would measure what the effects of these stressors would have on their physiology. So he'd noticed that he actually defined the various stages of stress. So he called the first stage the alarm stage. You know, that's the fight or flight response that you might have, you know, to an acute stress. You know, something frightens you, etc.
Yeah, like the adrenaline.
Yeah, adrenaline, that's right, yeah. And then there's chronic stress. He calls it the adaptation syndrome. So, you know, most of us are probably in that stage of stress. You know, let's face it, we have a fast-paced, you know, lifestyle for the most part, most of us, I would say. And, you know, we don't take as good a care of ourselves as we probably should. And so, you know, we're in this, what he called the general adaptation stage. So under chronic stress, he actually found that the adrenal glands will become larger and produce more cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone that's produced by the body, the adrenal gland. It's a little gland that sits on top of your kidneys like a little hat that's directed by the pituitary. So there's sometimes it's discussed as the HPA axis, the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal, because they're all interconnected. And when this chronic stress will actually trigger the adrenals to increase in size. And he also found, Hans Selye found the thymus and other immune glands would actually become smaller, and the immune system become less responsive and less active in general.
So folks, I mean, they go through their day, they get these allergies. Now, St. Francis Herb Farm has developed a product called Deep Immune for your allergies. It's an interesting formulation that seems to have a double-edged approach in that it can work on the immediate symptoms, and plus it can ramp up ahead of time for prevention. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, so kind of to tie into that whole theory, it's we know that the effects of stress cause elevated cortisol, and this can be measured with salivary cortisol tests. They do a 4-point test, 8 a.m., 12 noon, 4 and 8, and it's the how steep the curve is on this test. It should be high in the morning and lower as the day goes on, a fairly steep decline as the day goes on. But what cortisol will do is it actually, in a way similar to diabetics, you know, a type 2 diabetic can become insulin insensitive. In other words, they still have plenty of circulating insulin in their bloodstream, but their cells are not sensitive to it. In other words, they don't respond to it, and which allows normally when in the presence of glucose and insulin, your cells will take up the glucose and use it for fuel. In a type 2 diabetic, they're insulin insensitive, so the insulin is not working as it should. In a similar way, under stress, your immune cells and a particular cell called a monocyte becomes insensitive to the effects of cortisol. It actually triggers inflammation. So this formula that we created, it's based around the original Deep Immune formula, which is something that we've sold for 30 years. It's a great formula, has many, many uses. I've been using it in my practice, I guess, for 25 years now. And its main use is for helping to keep people well during the cold flu season. So I recommend everyone use it through the cold flu, you know, winter months, winter, spring, fall. And one thing I noticed over the years as I was using it was that a lot of people who had chronic allergies, chronic hay fever, were getting better while using the classic formula, Deep Immune. original. And what I did notice was that each year would be better than the previous one. So in other words, if they took it through the cold flu season year one, their allergies the next season would be, let's say, a third better, and then the following season another third, and so on. And you could cure allergies this way in 3 to 5 years was kind of typical. So what we did was we modified that original formula with the three primary immune components that I felt were most important for the allergy, and that was the astragalus, schizandra, and reishi mushroom. And then we added some herbs. We added nettles tops, and prickly ash. And nettles is known to have immediate benefit for allergies. So that's something that it's a bit of a hard sell to tell people there's an allergy formula, but it'll take 3 to 5 years for it to work. So we modified it so that it would have an immediate effect. It treats the underlying immune imbalance, and at the same time will treat the acute symptoms. So we've also added some homeopathic ingredients, and the homeopathic ingredients are really excellent for acute allergy symptoms. So when you have an acute allergy, taking these homeopathics just on their own is actually an excellent treatment. We actually used to make this product as a homeopathic in years past. Our homeopathic line never really took off, so we kind of abandoned it years ago, but the allergy formula actually worked very well, so we incorporated it back into this new formula combined with the herbs.
Yeah, and it's very effective. Like the folks that come in and use the product never seem to be disappointed with it. So Terry, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation on relief for allergies.